for most of your life. You know, if you've made good, sensible decisions on behalf of yourself and your family, doing the right thing, getting the right job that will pay the bills, you know, staying in a safe, secure environment for very good, sound reasons, but it's all been from a place of reason, place of rationale, then what's happened to the intuitive, instinctual side, impulsive side? That will need to be integrated at some point. If not, there'll be a sense of something missing. So it can take a number of different forms. For a man, one of the archetypal themes will be the developing of the feminine function within him. Developing an awareness of his emotional nature, for example. It would be a crucial part of any growth process for a male. Similarly for a woman, what would be the equivalent?
Masculine.
Yeah, and what would that mean in practical terms?
You've got more balance, you're more practical.
Yeah, it might mean developing the practical side, or the ability to earn your own living, doing something of your own volition, or it might be, for example, a woman who's been married all of her life and her husband's taking care of all the finances and all of that. She might need to develop that side of herself. You know, whatever it is that we've handed over to someone outside of us, we also have within us, and it may need to be integrated at some point. So she suddenly finds herself in a divorce situation, and like, oh geez, got to stand on my own two feet now. And you're completely thrown. You know, that is another example where you get thrown into the dark forest. That's as much of a dark forest. She could be as much at sea there as the man would be who's suddenly in a state of emotional turmoil and he doesn't know what to do with that. You know, it's like the equivalence. I know these are stereotypical examples, but they're fairly common. You see them over and over. So these are, on a practical level, so these are some of the things that can be necessary. But there's another dimension to it too, which Jung alludes to here. He says, I treated many hundreds of patients. Among those in the second half of life, that is to say over 35, there's not been a single one whose problem in the last resort was not that of finding a religious outlook on life. So he's also drawing attention to something else, which is a universal, if you like, which is the connection to spirit, the spiritual or religious impulse. And if that has been lacking or missing or rejected in your life, that will also seek to be integrated at some point. You can have called yourself a staunch atheist or a lapsed Catholic or whatever it was. You know, you may have grown up in a particular religious environment or not. But nowadays, the challenge is to find a connection to spirit that is alive for you.
But not necessarily a religion. No.
Not at all, no. It might be, but it more frequently than not isn't nowadays a formalized religion anyway. Most people, it's either an amalgamation of things from various traditions that they've been drawn to, or it's a direct connection that is individual. And that person finds their own way to connect to spirit that is perhaps unique to them. Whatever that might be for you. Taking time to go on a retreat, having a meditation practice, anything can be your linking point, if you like, that which links you back. That's the meaning of religion. Religio is to link back, to bind again, it's to connect you, it's to reconnect you to that from which you feel separate. So anything can be your religion. Most people, their religion is money. If you think about it, it's money and status. And appearance. That's what we worship.